Alright guys, hello and welcome back to another episode of Queer Crew, your daily Brussels podcast. I'm just questing that back in the episode. 25,302 trophies, didn't end up playing much today. I got two quests done from the looks of things. Or actually, I think that's zero quests done. Today's not one of my playing days, but those kind of days shouldn't happen much more, so... You know, hopefully that's good. So yeah, 25,302 trophies in the shop. Absolutely nothing if you're max, or besides your skins and star point stuff and etc. Yeah, popping over on a mini, you can see here that you can get 330 power points for 59 gems. So, you know, cool. We do have a brawl reviews today. Have a take a break in the middle of it. Doesn't matter for you, I guess, but... Matters for me because I have to take a break. Probably not going to be able to get this out in my short recording session. But yeah. I do have a few less than normal. I have like 15 reviews. I wanted to lower the time a bit just so I could, get the whole episode out. So yeah, I'm tier 33 still. Forgot about that. 16 reviews. So not a bad number actually. And they're all... probably around 12 or 15 lines, so they're pretty big, most of them at least. Fair by Amazing Emerald, 3 stars. I got my first legendary around 8,000 trophies, while my friend got his first legendary around 2,000 trophies. I know there's different percents of getting a certain rarity of brawlers for everyone, but this is ridiculous. I've opened the... my earphone's just connected, so I'm not sure if that changed anything. So yeah, sorry, I don't know. I've opened around 30 boxes after maxing out 3 brawlers, and all I got was a gadget for Piper. I mean, that's pretty good rate. I mean, gadgets are 2% per draw, assuming 30 boxes or 30 normal boxes, unless it's a 30 big boxes. That's above average rates. I got star powers basically once a month. I've been playing for a while, and it's disappointing that I haven't got most of my star powers yet. Please fix this. It takes forever for me to unlock any gadgets or star powers. I love how they started off by complaining that they don't get any legendary brawlers, and then they shifted to, like, I just love, like, some more star powers and gadgets. Oh, that's... Why is this chair so squeaky? Then we have Can't Move by Crash on iPhone, get this, 5. 4 stars. When you play on iPhone 5 for more than 15 minutes, you rarely crash or usually can't move at the beginning of the match. One or more... and also lower than 40%, and when the phone is hot, you will often crash, especially Power Leagues. Satellite emoji. Please keep this comment on to warn others. So yeah, let's take a look at when Brawl Stars came out. According to App Store, that would be... I think it's like 2018, 2019, maybe. No. Copyright is 2017, so I'm going to just say that. Let's look up when iPhone 5 was released. When was iPhone 5? 2012. So yeah, that phone model is 5 years behind when this game was in beta. And was released in like late 2018 or 2019 or something, so who knows. Yeah, that's not something to complain about. Get a better phone. I hate to say it. Another expensive, but it's the only way to fix that. Then we have This Game Blows by Bird... Oh, gosh. I'm making noise. It's like a percussion section. Birds Flap? I don't know. Some weird capitalization, probably, to make sure their name was unique. But yeah, 2 stars. Hello, Stooges. I've been playing this game for a while now. I started a few months after release, and I've been deceived, spat on, walked on, and laughed at by the developers of this game. This game is all about the meta, and if you play this game without following the meta, you're screwed. Anything I open, it's complete garbage. And I have a sincere question, Supercell. Why is Pam a character in your game? What element does a fat, obese, burger-craving lady bring to a fighting game? All in all, if you want to rip your hair off, play this game. If not... look past this money-hungry game instantly. I've spent too much time on this game to delete it. Don't make my mistake. By the way, if you play this junk, watch out for tick. Sincerely, someone with an IQ. Next up, we have Horrible Game by... This is what makes me think it's a fake review. Why? And then just a bunch of random numbers. One star. My son is addicted to this and won't get off. Angry emoji. He's also gaining weight because he won't go outside. Do not get this for your kids. Yeah. I'm picturing in this one, I can remember a little while back, we had a angry kid who was like, my friends will no longer play Roblox with me. Now they'll play this game. So, one star. That's what I'm picturing here. It's some kid who got angry about that and then left this review. This is the best game ever by Gibberish. 5 stars. This is the best game ever because they get Pokemon Go in some game with guns and put them all together and I can't stop playing because I think about I need to get every roller. But in this game, we have some scary stuff because of Star Park. Go on YouTube and write Star Park and you will know what I'm talking about. And there's still one more scary stuff because of WKBRL or W... Sorry, WBKRL. What? This is just the weirdest review. Pokemon Go? What does... Besides the fact that they're both played on mobile, what do Brawl Stars and Pokemon Go have in common? You collect characters in Pokemon and Brawlers. You make them, you fight. Like in, I don't know, I haven't played Pokemon Go in like 3 years. I don't know, gym battles and battles? I don't know. I'm not even going to try to comprehend this. Then we have Fun by DigDaddy69420647383. Is this like this guy's phone number or something? 5 stars. I saw this game on a... Am I allowed to say this word? I don't know. Probably not. I'm going to say, I saw this game on an adult video ad, so I installed it. Now I'm here. Not like I'm allowed to say it, like, family-friendly podcast, you kind of know. I don't know. Better safe than sorry. I don't want people yelling at me. I would say in the comments. I'm watching too many YouTube videos. I wish podcasts had comments. Maybe that's a podcast episode for a while. I don't know. Like a random one. One for my second podcast if I ever decide to get that out. Features Apple Podcasts needs to add. Like comments. I would love to be able to like see my subscriber. Okay, never mind. This game is horrible now, by Brawl Stars is bad now. 1 star. No reporting so anyone can team or be a bad sport. Barley, but it's missing an E, and Dynamite have too big of a radius, and the magic skin makes their radius bigger. Assuming that's Wizard Barley. Dynamite's super radius is too big to escape half the time. Pay to win usually, and I'm often getting shot by two teams at once. Fix the game, Super, so use all the money you make for good. Then we have There's a Problem by Bad Jod! 4 stars. I can't make my Hot Zone Siege or Duo Shonan maps. Please help. I have 16,000 trophies. Club ID. I'm not going to read that. I still can't make them, Angry Emoji, but other than that, this is an awesome game. What should I do to fix this? Please help me. I was really excited to make these maps, but I can't. So yeah, I'm not sure why they put their... One of the weird things that got me for this one. Why would they put their club tag? Like, I'm assuming there's probably quite a few people. Also, I'm going to see if I can make a Duo Shodan, or, yep, I can make Duo Shodan, Siege, and Hot Sun. And this is like a recent review, and they should have been enabled, like, it was from Sunday. So yeah, I'm not sure what's up with that. Alright, picking up where I left off, it's been a few hours. Horrible Looting Time by, I'm just say Gibberish. 1 star. I play on the iPhone 11, and the servers in this game are just horrible. Take 3 minutes to get in the game just for it to finish in less than 2. It's so slow and repetitive, it's not as fun as it used to be. What kind of servers are you on? We have Buff Rambers by Putis POW. 3 stars. I'm gonna keep it short, but for no apparent reason other than the fact that every other video game company that has ever existed despises me. I have no recollection of getting any more than 3 good randoms ever. So summed up, for the love of every good thing in this world, please fix the matchmaking because randoms in this game are probably the worst randoms of any video game that has, does, or will exist in this endless loop of life and death called time. Got all philosophical at the end? Edgar, Key of Epic, 4 stars. Please change Edgar slightly. His abilities are broken to the point where playing the game... Oh, sorry. As players, other than Shelly and Bull, is useless. All I want to do is get rid of his special charge. Edgar's ability to charge up his special in seconds, which is a constant annoyance, because his special is broken if you play a low HP character. There's no way to avoid it like El Primo. It works with Daryl because the special is not broken and people can react to it. When Edgar uses his game over when he is halfway across the map. This has led to people only using Edgar and it ruins my enjoyment of the game. Please change them. Yeah, we got a few more. Pay to play, or should I say pay for nothing? By Action Jackson 90. Okay, I'm getting off this chair. I'm gonna kill myself. 1 star. I bought a gym pack of 80 and had enough to purchase the new crow skin for 149 gems. First up, new crow skin? I have no clue what they're talking about. I mean, white crow's kind of new, but they revamped it. Is there even the 149 gem crow skin? I mean, there's... Sorry, this is a weird segue, but... Unless it was Phoenix Crow on the crazy sale, which I don't think they do sales that much. I mean, yeah, other than that, there's Phoenix Crow, there's Mecha Crow, and there's, for gyms, and there's, what's the other one? Phoenix and White Crow? So, yeah, there aren't that many options. Just took my gems and ran with it, leaving me with 5 gems and no skin. Well, no duh, because the skin doesn't exist, apparently. Luckily, Apple support is helpful with helping me get my money back because the developers at Supercell are unreachable. Then we have Commit Some Serious Video Games Sins by WKJM, 1 star. As an older brother, I played this with my kid. He loves it. This would be at the very bottom of my list to play if I was by myself. I won't go into too much detail, but your special move, charging only when you get hits, favors better players and penalizes the casual and bad player. How dare a game mechanic or a competitive game, give an advantage to players who play good over players who play bad? Call of Duty does this with killstreak perks, and it's a video game sin. Strike one. Then when you occasionally finish at the bottom, you lose trophies. Talk about a negative reinforcement not to play again. Strike two. How dare you get a punishment when you do badly. Last in the game with a bunch of different characters, you don't even start with 5. Just you have to play and play to finally get someone you feel comfortable with. Strike 3. This game is out. I did enjoy the different modes of play, so 1 out of 5, even though 1 out of 5 is the lowest rating. We have Fix Your Game by Fix Matchmaking. Can't believe that's username hasn't been taken. I mean, spelled right and everything. 1 star. I used to love this game and thought it was the best mobile game until recently. There's a number of issues. 1. Power play crashes, freezes while picking a brawler. It doesn't let me pick because the screen froze blue. I lost multiple ranking games and been suspended because of this. 2. Amber's super overpowered. How far is it fair that she can constantly spray fire from 10 blocks away? It's like 6.5 people. 3. Power play constantly matches me up with people who are ranked way lower than me. I.e. if I'm Diamond 3, I get some match with Gold 3. Sheesh, how much are you grinding? Definitely not fair in my end. I would rather wait a few extra minutes to get an even playing field of skill-based matchmaking. A few other issues, but these are by far the top 3 in my opinion. Please fix the game or I will be soon, or I will definitely be deleting. Hate to break it to you, you're not going to get it soon. We're not going to update till like June. Then we have took away 500 gems from my account for no reason by Gibberish, 2 stars. I made a refund for 10 US dollars that should have only taken away 190 gems from my account. It was a Season 6 Brawl Pass gem bundle, and it took away a total of 690 gems from my account, meaning that the game took away 500 of my gems for no reason, so I'm getting a negative gem balance of negative 278. Please, Supercell, please contact me ASAP, as I've been trying to get my gems back through in-game support and by email. I just want my 500 gems back that was stolen from me for no reason at all. This may seem confusing. Whenever do you do refunds of, like, packs and offers? Like, if you buy 10 US dollars, you get maybe 170 gems, I don't know, coins and mega boxes and all that. They can't take back your stuff, because that would just be too much care, like, especially if you had boxes and stuff. And if you make that kind of refund, they just have to subtract the gem value. We have last one. This game is so bad now by Daniel, 1 star. The battle system is so bad for Siege, the other team literally got all screws, unlike my team. We only had one throughout the entire game. This game was actually fun with the skill level, but now the game is littered with 7 to 13-year-olds. Maybe you're the 7 to 13-year-old if you're complaining about losing here. Again, 7 to 13-year-olds. This game is unplayable with some 10-year-old plus his team with his 10-year-old. The skill system needs to be fixed, and I wish I never brought that battle pass for this game. Fortnite can do way better with the skill system, even though there are bots. But yeah, this game was good until it was littered with 10-year-old tryhards. Until that is fixed, I'm done with this game. And that's wrapped this up. Discord's in the link description. Club's in the link description. Question out. See ya.
Don't mess with my crew!